Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in now former Saints offensive lineman and co-host of Fans First Take on Saints Game Day, Steve Court. How you doing, big guy?
My brother in arms. What's happening?
How we doing? Good. Listen, doing Steve, I want your take on – Bobby and I were discussing this.
Yeah, and Steve, we have a live mic on you now, so don't tell me you're going to see ghosts or not.
Yeah, all seeing ghosts.
I doubt I'll do that.
So Bobby and I were talking about this. I said it today on Newell's show. I think the Saints have the best D-line and O-line in football, in the National Football League, and therefore I think they're going to end up putting themselves in position to be a number one seed. But if they were not and they had to go to a place like Lambeau Field, for instance – that wouldn't freak me out because of how good they are offensively and defensively along the front seven.
Well, no. Look, I think the better that your lines are, both defensively and offensively, you travel well. You know, especially late in the year when the weather can be inclement or whatever. Anytime you can, you have the guys up front and the horses to get it done up there. Then the parts are interchangeable, and I don't mean to take anything away from the guys, the guys that either throw the ball or catch it or run it. But at the same time, if it doesn't happen up front, it's not going to get done. At the same time, on defense, those guys change the game, and you've seen it. And look, the only two teams I see right now, as I look down our schedule, and I hate fast forwarding like that, but it's time to do that, is San Francisco and the Colts. And both those teams are built just the same way we are.
In the trenches.
You got it.
Yeah, now, Steve, boy, you look at intangibles and you look offense, defense, and special teams. That was a weird special teams game against the Bears. I brought it up to Coach Payton.
What was it ever?
It was like there was like at least a half a dozen plays, positive or negative, that went against you. And usually you don't see that. You know, that boy, we were dominant on special teams. But it was almost kind of like a wash. Considering we got when they called that penalty online, have been a punt return. But then you look at Patterson, you don't have JT Gray available in that kickoff coverage, and he takes it to the house, 102 yards. That was kind of weird when you look at the back and forth and what occurred in onside kicks and blocked punts. Boy, it was enough special teams play that you might see in half a season in one game.
Usually, yeah, you're right. Those become, in some instances, kind of mundane. And at the same time, I think I said it even in the radio show on Sunday that Cordell Patterson scares the hell out of me. He's this big kind of guy, 6'4", 240, more like 250, I bet. Guy that can flat, if he gets in the open, he can run away from everybody. And he's physical. He doesn't get tackled easily. But he never shows up on offense. He's always like the third receiver or something, or somebody that put in for jet sweeps. But other than that, I don't understand why he doesn't play more of a significant role offensively for anybody that he's been with. But I don't care about that now. But my whole point was I was scared that he was going to break on us, and I'll be damned if he didn't. But at the same time, I feel so much better about our return game with Deontay and what he's doing. He scares the hell out of me sometimes when he fields the ball. I'm kind of holding my breath, but. Man, if he gets in the open, that little dude can get it, and he's done a great job. I hate the fact that they're throwing flags on certain things right now. And I looked at that Zach Line play, and man, Zach Line had the guy right where he wanted him. He extended him out, had him right in the chest plate, and benched him out and had him right where he needed him. And at the same time, the guy falls down, and all of a sudden, that's a flag.
That's a teaching technique, Steve. That's how you coach
that's
it
exactly
up.
That's exactly what I would coach all those guys to do. That's what I help coach those guys to do on the offensive line, and it's the same thing that goes, on special teams. Whoever gets whose hands on first, on the inside hands first, and quickest hands wins. I mean, that's a truism.
And Steve, what's crazy, and I can see Sean Payton shaking his head. When you talk about Cordell Patterson and that kick return, because he has not witnessed this. He's witnessed this before, but you got to go back to 2012 with that kickoff return. That was the first kick return for a touchdown against the Saints. You got to go December 2012 when that occurred, because you cannot afford to have that, I think, truly. Trubisky and the Bears offense, they were incompetent. But those are the type plays you need in your favor and not against you that could truly be the difference. But that's one thing, and we've been outstanding as of late. Punt coverage, kickoff coverage, we need that to be a strength and not a weakness. And it's amazing with Deontay Harris. I mean, look the return game. I mean, it's kind of like Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles, and with Harris, and it's not sugarcoating anything, he should have two punt returns for a touchdown.
Right. Yeah. Some guys don't get that in their career, and this guy's already done it a couple of times. Yeah, they were called back. But, to me, and you and I sit there next to each other, you're on my right-hand side and Mike's on the left-hand side, and we talk about all the time about, man, that dang Morstead. I mean, he puts these teams and buries them deep, and the hidden yardage that's involved in that is people don't realize. I know fans don't realize that.
How important how good
of a job he does, because it's never they never really talk about that, and then when you begin to as you're we're football people, and so we understand that Matt, what he just did is incredible. I mean, that just gave us an extra 40 yards. That just gave an extra 30. I mean, there's right. So much hidden yardage in there, and then there's times he bails you out, and you're thinking, man, it's a good thing he hit that thing like he did, because we'd be in big trouble. I mean, it's incredible the job he does, and he's never one of those guys. I hope that I'm jinxing him here, but he's never one of those guys that you worry about with his ball strike. It's not, you know, he never misses it. He doesn't shank stuff. And if he does, they're rare. I haven't seen him. I don't remember the last time he had a bad punt. You know, and he might get a bad bounce every now and then, but I can't remember him having a bad punt. He's like a golfer. He's like a guy that hits a wedge. And he can back it up and put it just about anywhere he wants to on the green, and that's just about what Morstead can do with a football on the football field.
Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman, co-host of Fans First Take on Saints Game Day. And, Steve, I want to ask you a non-Saints question. I know you watched the game last night. I know the product was bad because of how bad the Jets were. But are you having a hard time watching NFL games because of officiating and how much they're slowing down the game? Because for me, I am. I have a hard time watching them.
Well, Bobby knows I get real impatient because I'm screaming all the time at the referee to start the game, blow the whistle,
right.
I'm to place the ball, get the damn ball spotted, what's wrong with you? I'm going nuts because as a center, I want to know where the ball is. And so in my mind, I'm like, hurry up, get the ball down so I can set the huddle or I can get up to the ball, whatever you got to do. But I'm screaming all the time for doing it. So, yeah, it's frustrating to me. And at the same time, I'm watching that thing last night. And I was thinking that, okay, well, Darnold's back. Maybe it's not. Maybe he can atone for himself here, and the Jets might be, they might do something here. Let's see what happens. And then I watched them repeatedly with cover zero. And I'm thinking, that's not the first time that the Patriots have run cover zero. And I'm thinking, you can't tell me that they haven't gone over that and they don't have a solution for the blitz when they overload that one side. They're either bringing the outside backer or the safety on that side, and they just interchange, and that's the only thing they do. That's it. It's nothing. They know they're gonna blitz because they're in cover zero, and everybody else is in man. But I'm wondering
how.
I don't understand. There's no bubble screen.
How could you have no side adjust?
Yeah, there's no hot route, Bobby. There's no bubble screen call where the wide receiver gets out there and he runs back towards the quarterback at the snap and catches the ball like on a naked. There's none of that.
I wish I would be in that Jets offensive meeting room. I think they're incompetent. Let me tell you.
Well, I don't look. My whole point is I don't know if they did go over that and Darnold just couldn't pull it off because he was so rattled, or
right.
Or
you have
really
to watch the film.
Or they had
yeah.
no clue, because it looked to me like the receivers would be looking over, saying, "Hey, they're going to blitz again. You want me to run a hot route? You want me to run a quick slant here? I mean, what do you want me to do?"
Well, if you truly get a side adjust and you're not changing a play, if you got a dig route, let's say you're running 15 yards in, you got to run a quick slant. You got to adjust because you can't block everyone. Now, I don't know. I'd have to see more. What the Jets are trying to do based on cover zero. But cover zero is like there's no safety. It's man-to-man. So you got to cite a judge. You got to get rid of the football. I can tell you right now, and he's one of probably the greatest offensive minds in football history. And he sucked as an NFL coach. And he won the Heisman Trophy. He won national championship at University of Florida. Steve Spurrier. Yeah. Steve Spurrier with the Redskins. You know what he told the quarterbacks? What kind of teaching is this? Okay, well, what do we do here when we can't block everyone and they're blitzing? Oh, sack avoidance. Sack avoidance.
Sack avoidance.
So you mean like the receivers run the same route? Are you freaking kidding me? No, no.
Ace adjust, Bobby.
No, like sack avoidance. I mean, you got to be Michael Vick or, Taysom Hill or the guy, Lamar Jackson, sack avoidance. How about you standing tough in the pocket and you can get rid of the ball on time and the receivers adjust
into the blitz to the hot route or you know, the side adjust and burn them a few times and they'll stop doing that. But I got so frustrated, Bobby, watching that. I'm thinking, this is just really, really bothering me that we've come this far, and this is all they've got. And I'm thinking, Bobby, they need to make. Why don't they make you the head coach? I'll be the offensive line coach.
I mean, I don't know. To me, Steve, that's like common sense stuff. And I'm not trying to call out Steve Spurrier, but it's the freaking truth. I mean, whether he likes it or not.
That's why it bothered me so bad, because I'm thinking, I can't believe we're at this juncture and these guys have not seen the cover zero. They act like they've never seen it before. And the tackles were absolutely horrific. I'm thinking, really? You're going to block on air when you sit there and you look at the two guys that you're responsible for?
Right.
When all else fails, look, inside out. I learned that in high school. Okay, inside out. When all else fails, at least go inside out. So you make the widest guy.
The widest guy free.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Come on. Yeah, anyway, I'm sorry about going on that.
I never played, and I knew that rule about inside out.
No, you never in the A-gap. The quarterback has no chance. If you know what you're doing, let the outside guy free.
Yeah.
You
can
go three-step, five-step, and still get it off if you adjust the route and you're accurate.
It's the longest path to the quarterback.
But you can't say, okay, the play stays on and sack avoidance.
What? Sack avoidance.
Then you do see ghosts. You know, then it's like, I don't know, I see ghosts out there. Like, what?
Steve
I don't
Court,
see nobody open.
Former Saints offensive lineman, co-host of Fans First Take. Good stuff as always, Steve, man. We'll check you out again on Sunday as the Saints battle the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll see you all there. Bye.
All right, Steve.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.